Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there is truly nothing like the presence of God. It's amazing that when you get in trouble, you remember who God is. When you have a tragedy or a situation, people will call the church because they know prayer works. They know a relationship with God works. I encourage you today that whatever you're facing, whatever the devil's been throwing at you and your family, in your home, there is nothing like the presence of the Lord. God can work on your behalf. He's simply waiting on you to call out to Him. You know, the first people weren't called Christians. They were those who called upon the name of the Lord. That's how it all started. We've got to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome today. So glad that every one of you are here. I wonder if you would stand today. And I wonder if everybody who is in gravity, if you would make your way to the first three benches here in the center, all the young people, all the teachers, anybody who is in gravity, come over here to the camera. Come on, guys. That's you guys. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Carrie. Come on. First three rows in the center. Fill them up. Fill them up. Come on, KK Trinity. Hallelujah. Now, who is excited that you went back to school today, this week? Anybody excited about going back to school? You are? Good man. It's good to go and learn. Hallelujah. We've got a good representation of young people here today. Amen. And they have started school. And if they haven't started school, they are fixing to start school. And we want to speak into their lives today just for a moment. And I want God to do a work in your hearts. Do you know that Jesus loves you? He loves you. He loves you. Amen? Amen, parents? He loves you. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Word of the Lord quickly. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Who's got some power today? Show me your muscles, guys. Come on, show me your muscles. Who's got some power? But of power and of love. Who's got some love in their hearts? Do you have love in your heart? Touch your heart. Is it beating? Do you have some love there? And of love and of a sound mind. Who's got a sound mind this morning? Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word. Open our minds to understanding. Give our heart a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord. Guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will. I give you praise and glory in advance for what you're going to do in this service, God. I thank you for every person that is here under the sound of my voice this morning. Let your love and your mercy dwell upon us in the name of Jesus. Everyone said, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I have with me this morning one of my favorite instruments in the world. It's a, what's this called? A pot. A cooking pot. And what does a cooking pot do? It cooks food. So I can just put it on the stove and food will happen. I can just put it up there and what do I want? I want macaroni and cheese. It's not working, y'all. Where's the macaroni and cheese? What do I want? I want spaghetti and meatballs. It's still just a pot, right? I want, you're supposed to what? You got to cook it first? Well, what do I have to do to cook it first? Put something in it then, right? You got to put something in it. So this is going to be my stove for today. We got to, you know, have your imagination working, and I'm going to put it on the stove, and I'm going to turn the stove on, right? So there it is, and we're going to cook some fish today. Brother Charlie, I borrowed this from the back. I'll replace it. We got to get it open, you see. This is what you put on the fish. This is the batter. And this is good stuff. It's got, see there? I'll vacuum that too, Brother Charlie. Put it in there. Yeah. You got to have some of that. I actually don't have the fish. You're going to have to act like it's already in the pot. And I like a little cayenne pepper of mine because it makes it a little spicy. Oh, a little bit of salt. That'll work. And what do you have to cook fish? Oil. So I'm going to pour it all in there. Oh, yeah. I need a little bit more of this. Yeah. It's all in my pot now, and the pot's on the stove. Yep. I like peanut oil, but that's vegetable oil. That's what we had in the kitchen, so that's what we're using this morning. Shake it up. I can't smell the fish yet. Huh. And then you know what you do? What is this? This is a spoon. Y'all are so smart. You have sound minds this morning. Sometimes on Tuesday night, I wonder. But on Sunday, you got a sound mind. That's good. And what am I doing right now? I'm stirring it. I'm mixing it up. And all of those ingredients in there, all of those beautiful, I should start a cooking show, huh? A little more practice. Practice does make perfect, they say, you know. And mix it up. I guarantee you dump some fish in that mesh, it'd be good. See, I can even talk right, huh? But you gotta stir up the ingredients. The pot that we started with is the vessel. The pot holds the ingredients, right? Everything, it's not on the floor, it's in the pot, right? You see it? You see it? Yeah, it's in the pot. You see it? All the ingredients that I poured in there is in the pot. The pot holds it. And then you didn't see it? Okay. See it now? Okay. They're in there, right? Okay. Make sure. You want to see it? Okay. Oh, everybody wants to see it. Okay, guys, y'all stand up so you can see the ingredients in the pot. See? It's all in the pot. The pot holds the ingredients. We started out with an empty pot, right? Didn't have anything in it. But the pot holds the ingredients. So we put it in there and then we stir it up. Do you know what you and I are? We're pots. We're vessels that hold the ingredients. You know, when you learn math and history and English and you read your Bible, and you come to the house of God, you're putting in ingredients. And the Bible says, Paul was telling Timothy, stir up the gift of God that is in you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to live in fear anymore. You can have a sound mind. You can have the power of God. You can have the love of God. But you've got to stir up the gift of God that is in you. Now, some of us like to stir a little more than others. So, I just wanted you to know that we have some spoons that are sufficient for everybody here, from the youngest to the oldest. You've got to stir up the gift of God that's in you. Well, what is the gift of God? His Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He said he would send back the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. It's a guide. It's a comfort. It'll lead you. It'll direct you. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. Say it. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Come on, front row, say it with me. You got to have the Holy Ghost. And you got to stir it up. It's not a one-time experience. It's not a once saved, always saved. It's a daily relationship with God. It's a daily commitment to and with God. Every day of your life, young person, when you get up in the morning, without mom and daddy or with mama and daddy, I hope mom and dad's doing this with you, but if not, you do it with them. Let's pray before I go to school. If they're already at work, you pray before you go to school. Why? Because you're stirring up the gift of God that is inside of you. So when you begin to walk those halls, you can walk with your head up and say, oh, I'm more than a conqueror. I am victorious. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. I can learn this subject. I can be good at what I'm doing. Why? Because I've got the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost in my heart and in my life. So I don't have to say mean things to people anymore. Amen? I don't have to be mean or pick on other people anymore. I can show them God's love. I can show them God's mercy. And I promise you, I'm a walking, talking testimony of this, okay? Did you get that? Walking, talking testimony. I'm walking, I'm talking, and I'm a testimony. They will come to you and say, what happened to you? You don't talk like you used to talk. You're not mean like you used to be. You don't pick on people like you used to pick on people. And you can look at him and say, I stirred up the gift of God that's inside of me. I got full of the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. I'm a changed person. I'm different. I'm coming to this school this year and I'm different and you're going to know it. Why? Because I'm stirring up the gift of God inside of me. Let's look at Romans 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. Who wants to die? Everybody's going to die. You're going to die at some point. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God. Everybody say gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. What is this gift he keeps talking about? It's the Holy Ghost. You've got to have the Holy Ghost, young people. Parents, you've got to have the Holy Ghost. You've got to be born again. You might have been born naturally. Everyone here was born naturally. And you might have a good nature or a bad nature. There's some people you can just meet. They've never stepped foot in church, but they're just good people. But the Bible says you've got to be born again. How are you born again? You repent of your sins. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood. Fill me, God, with the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. And you ask God to forgive you. And you ask God to fill you. And you ask God to come put the ingredients into your pot, into your life that needs to be there. John 4 and 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So over and over in the scriptures, it's talking about the gift of God. It's talking about asking and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I don't want you going through this school year just the same as you did last year, the year before that. It's time that we wake up. It's time, young people, that you take a stand for God And when you walk in that school, people know you're a Christian. You live for God. There's something different about, there's something else in your pot that they don't have. And you know what? They're going to want an ingredient just like that. They're going to want some of that. Boy, this might make a good roux. I'm just saying. You stir it long enough and put enough heat. Roux is the base of a gumbo. Anybody like gumbo? I love gumbo. I like chicken gumbo. I like chicken and sausage gumbo. I like shrimp gumbo. I like crab gumbo. I like any kind of gumbo. I've had fish gumbo. I've had blackbird gumbo. Oh, yeah. I've had Nutri-Rat gumbo. I didn't care for it too much. But it took an ingredient. It took something to change the equation in the ingredient to come out with the finished product. I challenge you this year. I challenge you today to add the ingredient of the Holy Ghost in your life. I challenge you to open up your heart from the youngest to the oldest and say, God, I might not understand all of it, but God, I want your presence in my heart. He'll fill you. He'll fill you. He'll fill you. Amen, parents. He'll fill you. He'll touch you. He'll change your life. Amen. Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child. I thank God for mama and daddy who prayed over me. I thank God for a pastor today who's not here this morning, but I thank God that I know he prays for me. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Mamas, daddies, grandparents, don't you give up on your children. Don't you stop praying. Don't you stop believing. Don't you stop trusting in God. God will never fail. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He has not forgotten. Those prayers are not empty prayers. Prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. You could feel it in the hall this morning. I was setting this up and I went down the hall. I was getting my ingredients together and just the power of God was just, you could hear it. You could feel it. It starts with prayer. That's the beginning ingredient. You've got to be willing to pray. Young people, you've got to be willing to talk to God. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, that dwelt first in thy grandmother and thy mother, I am persuaded that in thee also